Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, Super City, and welcome to another edition of the Super. I am Happy Quad, and with me, as always, is Sam, opening up a can of Pepsi.
We have no time to talk. We have way too many things to talk about. Just announced online some very important details about Pokemon Go. We now have 80 new Pokemon from Gold and Silver finally making their way into the game. Andy, what are your thoughts on this new updated roster?
Please, God, no, please.
I'm excited for it, and we are a news channel. We have to talk about this.
No, we're a wrestling show, and we talk about MMA. We don't talk
NMA?
About...
What's NMA?
MMA!
NMA, yes, what is
no,
that?
No, mixed martial arts, you big feckin'...
Mixed right, martial arts?
You know what, fuck you.
Uh-huh, let's look at the comments.
Go, what are the comments, quick!
I'm fucking finding them! Stop rushing me! So last week, for some reason, you thought it was a good idea to talk about Donald Trump.
Yeah, it was a good idea, it was topical.
That doesn't make it a good idea.
Topical.
You're topical. So, you also talked about a couple of other things, like Nikki Bella's assumed retirement after WrestleMania, even though it's not really a retirement, it's only becoming a part-timer. A couple of other things as well. We have a comment here from Bullet Club vs. The Shield, who says, Nikki Bella has improved, but her and her sister were the poster kids of everything wrong with the Divas division. They care about fame more than wrestling, they use looks and sex appeal to get ahead, and can barely wrestle. Now, as far as the rest of the divas, we still have Rosa Mendez. No, we don't. Summer Rae, Eva Marie, and Alicia Fox are still there. The Bellas have improved, and they have gotten actually good in the ring, while Nikki has, but Brie doesn't do that anymore. No, I have no problems with the Bellas as far as they go now, but back then they were a big problem. But now it's not a thing anymore, so it's fine. And yeah, Rosa Mendez is gone. What sad news is that? That legendary 12-year career with the WWE.
She was there for 12 years?
Apparently. I'm pretty
sure. She was longer than The Rock?
It was double figures, at least. Like, I gotta look this up. Rosa Mendez. And is it telling that I went and looked at the retirement gallery on WWE.com, and I looked at all 40 of the photos, and I remembered zero of them ever happening? But she managed fucking Primo and Epico.
No, I remember that bit.
She was Beth Phoenix's crazy fangirl?
No, I don't remember that bit.
Yeah? Fandango happened? With the salsa?
What?
Yeah? That was recent. That was like 2015, apparently.
I thought it was always Samurai.
No. No, remember when Fandango got that new and improved gimmick and he did the leg drop and he dressed up like a salsa guy?
Yes.
Rosa Mendez was his valet.
I thought it was Samurai.
No. She went off and did other things or nothing. She even did that one awful thing where she did nothing. We can't remember at this point. Yeah, Rosa Mendez was with the company in 2006. So, 11 years.
Jeez.
And I believe she only won a single match and it was via DQ. Rosa Mendez was successful in the WWE, maybe more successful because of her tenure than Colt Cabana, who didn't even get a single victory, DQ or otherwise. So we're going to push Rosa Mendez as being better than Colt Cabana, yeah?
Sure.
Alright, that's very good. Nah, she has I don't know about unfortunately, but she has retired for some reason, probably to take care of a child that she has. Smart move. She didn't do anything in the first place.
Yeah, she wasn't really... I didn't even know she was still with the company.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at some of these other names that Bullet Club said. Summer Rae. She's still there. I'm pretty sure that she found Jesus recently. Just found him over there, like, hey, Jesus. And he was like, hey.
Yeah, edit this. Sup, Jesus. And like, hello.
Hello.
Like, no, that's not... That's not how finding Jesus works, is it?
I think she's injured. At the moment, which is why she's not doing anything. The most recent thing she did was that awful four-way feud, and then with Dolph Tyler, Breeze, I don't know.
And then found Jesus,
and she's currently in a partnership. She's Jesus's manager now. take that for what you will. Eva Marie might be leaving.
I thought she had already gone.
There was a point where she removed WWE Superstar from her Twitter or Instagram bio, and she unfollowed the company. So, of course, that means that she's done, right?
Maybe she's just...
It's not like CM Punk blocked WWE on Twitter and then was still employed for like a year afterward. No, it's not like that happened.
I mean, it's kind of annoying because I think this is probably the only time ever that she's been getting over and the gimmick works.
They finally started to use her correctly, and then she discovered, hang on, I could just be a movie star and go be a lesbian in a Nicolas Cage movie without ever having to step foot in a WWE ring where everyone hates me anyway.
What Nicolas Cage movie is this?
She's going to be a lesbian yoga instructor in like a Nicolas Cage movie.
Is this a WWE film? Or
no.
Just a normal film?
Just regular, straight-up, normie film.
So, just go and do that!
She probably has. Like, I don't see her ever coming back at this point because she's already, like... She got suspended. For paperwork. And now... she's fucking doing movies and shit, so I don't see her ever coming back. And
you didn't fill out your paperwork! You were suspended for 30 days! What? No, a normal company be like, Andy, did you fill out your paperwork yet? No, the deadline's been. Can you, like, hurry up? Okay, not, you were suspended for 30 days! Like, no.
So yeah, she's basically gone. And, Alicia Fox. She's doing stuff with Cruiserweights.
Oh yeah, the Noam Dar thing.
It's not bad. If anything, it's giving the Cruiserweight division something to work with that isn't, like...
We do flips.
You all do flips. Let's have a six-man tag.
Flippy.
And also Tajiri's here, spitting in Brian Kendrick's face every week.
I'm the man with a plan.
He's a man with a mist in his face.
He's a mist. What?
So in real news, Elimination Chamber, let's fucking start with that shit. You didn't win back the shitty toy.
It's not a shitty toy. It is the Supla City Hall Championship of the World. It is not a shitty toy. It is a legitimate championship belt. Deal with it.
Is the S still on or is it falling off?
I need to glue it on or something.
This legitimate championship needs some.
Shut up,
glue.
It's legitimate! So basically.
It needs more glue, that way, the more glue you have, the more legitimacy it has.
Mickey James cost me that championship belt.
I told you to pick Naomi, but you were like, no! And then Naomi won. New women's champion. And you're like, oh fuck. Like, listen to me, yeah? She was Boogie's favorite. Why didn't you pick Naomi? You knew you had every single choice apart from Becky Lynch and Mickie James locked down of the same person. Why didn't you pick Naomi?
Yeah, but then that would have just ended up a draw and then Liam retained.
Well, then it would have been interesting. Oh,
no, it doesn't retain. If it's a draw, it just gets vacated.
Yeah. At least that would have been something better than Liam defending it for once.
No.
To be honest, I'd rather it not exist in the first place, but...
No! It's not non-existent! It's brilliant!
Fix that S. So, as we've mentioned, Naomi is the new women's champion.
Yes.
Cool.
Good.
I'm alright with this. She's not bad in the ring. She's decent on mic. Alexa Bliss was having a good time with the belt, yes, but she's not done forever. She'll get it back at some point. There's an entire career ahead of her. It's not like it hinges on this one championship reign. And if anything, this is good, because the SmackDown Women's Championship now has 3 times more diversity than the Raw Women's Championship.
This is true.
And plus, Naomi's going to be going into WrestleMania, which is being held in her home state. So, hometown pop, kind of.
They need to play that up, otherwise they're not going to know.
They're going to know. There's like 60 days between now and WrestleMania, so...
That is pretty mad.
It'll be fine. What other stuff happened at Elimination Chamber? Oh yeah, new WWE Champion, Bray Wyatt.
And you know what?
Here we go. Wait, alright. Let me just...
No, you don't know what I'm gonna say. You just presume...
You're going to say the same thing you've been saying for the past 3 years.
No, wait. The Elimination Chamber, I don't hate it.
Oh, yeah, we got a new chamber.
Yeah, we got a new chamber, right? So, I don't hate it.
Neither do I. I think it's actually better.
Can't go that far.
No, I think it's a little bit better because you have more room at the top to, like, do crazy spots and shit.
Taller is not necessarily bad, but...
Well, no, it means you can stand up on top of the pods rather than awkwardly crouching on it like fucking everyone did, unless your name was Rey Mysterio, where you could just stand on it and be fine because you're, like, 4 foot tall. I think it allows for more creative spots. People complain about the padding in there.
Yeah, that's one of my complaints. Like, when you look at, like, the Elimination Chamber from the bottom, when it was hung up, you could see it's made of fucking wood. Like, that part of it is made of wood, and it's supposed to be steel. It's like, at least put, like, vinyl on it so that it looks like steel. Like, at least, you know, like, if you're not going to have an actual, like, chain or steel, floor, if you like, along the outside of the ring, at least cover it with some kind of vinyl that's steel-looking to create the fucking illusion that it's made of steel. Because it's like, it doesn't seem as dangerous. And there's bits of it where I'm like, does this look too much like a playpen type thing? Like a fucking, you know those things at parks where like...
Yeah, the soft play area, yeah.
Yeah, is it like that? Does it need a slide as well? Like,
to be fair, if it had a slide, that'd be fucking sick. Imagine all the spots you could do with like, oh, it's AJ Styles with a fucking dropkick off the slide.
But...
No, I think of it like this. I've seen many people complain about the padding, being like, oh, it's less dangerous. This isn't CZW. This isn't a death match, right? And I get it, like, the Elimination Chamber is this gruesome, like, prison of death and destruction, right? Yeah. If you have, like... Okay, say they got rid of a steel, which... I'm not a wrestler, I don't know, but I'm going to assume it's not fun to take bumps on. If you get rid of that, which allows for, like, less pain in general, that means you can get more exciting spots elsewhere. Like what Ambrose and Styles did on top of the pods. Just because they don't have a steel floor anymore doesn't mean that it's not as fucking deadly as it used to be. Like, if anything, it allows for more creativity than, oh no, a back body drop onto the chains.
It just kind of feels to me like it's unfinished.
Unfinished?
Because, like, the pods are made of actual steel, and you've got this weird padding, and then you've got, like... And then you've got, like, the weird lights. I mean, I get what they're going for, because when it's, like, bird's eye view, you can see who's coming in and all that. It just feels unfinished. It's just, like... It's, like, 90% finished, and it's kind of, like... We should probably make it level, because you can see, like, there's bits in the corners where it kind of, like, just drops and a little bit, like... It just looks uneven, and it's like, okay. And also, like, all the graphics, like, for the fucking chamber have the old design and the logo, like...
Well, they can change those, like...
Yeah, I mean, this is what I'm saying. These are all things that can be changed and stuff. But, like, at least make the outside look like it's actually dangerous... And
I'd argue that it still looks pretty dangerous. Like, you wouldn't want to go in there and do a fucking wrestling match in there, would you?
No, but the
one criticism
is...
I have with it, though, is it's not completely perfect, is the fucking WWE logo on
the
top.
Yeah, what's that about?
Like, oh, I didn't know that's what I was watching. Oh, is this WWE?
That's...
Oh, I didn't know.
That's the thing
as
well.
It's in the chamber, it's what it says on the top. Oh, I thought this was UFC.
When I saw that, I thought there was a giant hole at the top, and I'm like, so does that mean that people could, like, climb out? Or, like, fall through? Like, jump through the fucking hole? And, like, what is that? And then, as the match goes on, and you can see it, like, they put the logo there.
You don't need to do that.
You don't need to do that.
And if you want, like a peephole into the fucking thing, for lack of a better term, just cover it with a fucking plexiglass. You don't need the logo there. That way you prevent it from getting out, and there's still a hole there that you can look into.
The thing is, as well, is that it seems too The old chamber was very industrial, and it was like almost designed to be a painful thing. And now this one is like, it's designed with all this production stuff in mind. It's like, no, you've missed the point of what the thing was supposed to be. And I don't know if I like the plexiglass going all the way like along the top of the damn thing. Yes, you can see in, and it was a cool visual to see AJ twatting his head into it. But I'm thinking, one, that can't be reinforced very well, because it every time he twatted his head against it, it was like, that looks like it's bending. I would just rather have,
well,
like,
fucking, yeah, how else is Goldberg going to kick a hole through it? Like that one time he kicked a hole through it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they should, you know, like, the plexiglass goes from the pods and then goes all the way to the top of the thing for some reason, in, like, the different chambers.
Yes.
I would just have that as chain.
I think it allows for better camera angles. Because say what you want about the Elimination Chamber, like, some of the shots in there were a bit shit because of the chains constantly being in the way. If this allows for better cinematography, then I can't complain. But anyway, we're talking too much about the chamber itself.
But there's one last thing, though.
What's that?
So they changed it because it was, they couldn't hang it up, basically, in modern arenas now.
Yeah.
How is it making it taller any better?
Because it's, like, thinner.
So why didn't they just do a smaller circle? Or almost like, not an octagon type shape, but like a hexagon or a pentagon, like something, like some kind of shape, like not a complete circle, but like one a bit. Why did you have to make it square?
So it was John Cena defending his championship against Bray Wyatt, AJ Styles, Baron Corbin, The Miz, and Dean Ambrose. A couple of good spots in this match. Baron Corbin running roughshod on fucking everybody. The way he got eliminated was dumb, but that's just to set up Ambrose vs. Corbin at WrestleMania. So I ain't got a problem with that. And it was third this week on SmackDown, so that's what we're getting. No more multi-man ladder match unless they decide to fuck with it a little bit, but nevertheless, I expect Baron Corbin to be your new Intercontinental Champion at WrestleMania, which is more than good. Bray Wyatt picked up a victory to nobody's surprise, but the way he did it was fucking impressive, because it came down to John Cena, AJ Styles, and Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt eliminated John Cena clean.
Yes.
Whoa.
That's pretty mental.
The fuck. And then it came down to AJ Styles and Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt eliminated AJ Styles clean. Whoa. What the fuck? Just Sister Abigail's. Bam. The way that AJ took that Sister Abigail, because he was going to go for the phenomenal forearm. He didn't go for a flying nothing, which is a pet peeve of mine. He went for the fucking forearm, but then Bray Wyatt caught him in the Sister Abigail. And instead of doing, like, the usual thing of just laying prone, waiting for the finisher to happen, AJ struggled, tried to fucking get out of it and everything. But no, Bray Wyatt hit him with it, and then bam! Bray Wyatt's new WWE champion. Now, I know that you hate Bray Wyatt. And I know that you've always hated Bray Wyatt, because according to you, his promos make no sense and that he's booked like shit, even though neither of those things are true. The promos thing I could kind of argue, but even then, just listen to what he says and they will make sense.
One second.
What are your thoughts on this?
This is what they should have done years ago.
Right, that I can agree with.
So,
literally, when this happened, when I saw the way he eliminated him, I was like, where has this been for the past 2 years? Why haven't we seen Miss Bray Wyatt
before?
Why
did they book him like this the whole time? It's like, if he was doing this shit, I'd be like, fair enough. Okay. But they haven't. They've just been like, they've been lying to you, man. Which, by the way, you know that I always say that, but he actually said that on SmackDown.
Oh, cool.
He said, I've been telling you that I've been lying to you, man. No, he said it. He fucking said it. And
okay,
I pissed
so he said
myself
it a grand total of two times.
No, he always has said it.
No,
you won't believe me.
He's only said it once three years ago, and now he said it again.
The
stars,
like,
oh, look at him. Now he's always saying it.
He said it. He keeps saying it.
He said it twice.
No, he said in the promo, I've been telling you this for ages. So that means he's been saying they've been lying to you, man.
Yeah, but he didn't say it by exact words. I mean, exact inflection, but you always imply.
They've been lying to you, man.
Fuck off.
Also, why are they chanting "You deserve it," Adam? Because it's almost like his character can't say "Yes, yes, I do." Like his character just like, duh, I don't know. Anyway, riddles like that. I don't know.
Maybe they're chanting "You deserve it," Adam, because he deserves it. You can't argue that he deserves it, but he does deserve it.
But like the really weird thing about SmackDown.
Oh, do we want to move on to SmackDown? Are there any other like closing thoughts on Elimination Chamber? The entire pay-per-view?
It was okay. It was good.
I mean, the general consensus I've heard is that, like, it was okay. It had some really good moments, but then it had some really dumb moments, like the ending of Tag Team Turmoil. And,
yeah, I didn't believe for a single solitary second that the Ascension were going to... Well,
no.
I actually said to Keelan, if they actually have the Ascension win, this is the dumbest thing in human history, and there's no way they're going to win.
But then again, what they also did was also the dumbest thing in human history. Because those who don't know, I believe it was American Alpha and the Usos in the ring. Yeah. The Usos got, I think, pinned quickly or rolled up or something, so they just go and fucking destroy American Alpha, right? They just fucking beat the shit out of him and all that shit. Then the last team to come out are the Ascension. Do they win? Fuck no. They fucking
lose.
That's
the only thing as well. Like, later on in the night, you had a similar thing with...
Oh, yeah, that was the one thing that kept happening the entire night, is that you have, like, quick pinfall, and they get beat the fuck up afterwards.
Yeah,
that happened in the Ziggler match, it happened in the Turmoil match. Fuck me. And then it happened again in the main event. That's just, it kept happening, and I don't get why. Like, sure, have it happen once in the evening and then move on, but why three separate occasions?
That was getting repetitive after one of them.
And especially with the Ziggler match, like, fucking...
He did it at the start!
The fuck was that shit?
And that's the one thing that pisses me off, right? So he throws Kalisto into the set.
Yeah.
So the set is clearly fucking broken.
Yeah.
And go back and watch. But I swear to God that, like, in the next match, the set is fixed.
It's almost as if they have people on the set that can fix it.
What?
It's almost as if they have people on set that can fix the set when it gets
broken.
Well,
don't fix it, because it just creates the fucking, like, thing that Kalisto's been fucked up, that you can see the damage all night. That's the point of doing that. It's like when Rhino gored Jericho for the SmackDown set. Did they fucking fix it? No! They just left it alone! It's
so he's
fucking...
an alcoholic now, rather than an animal. He's Wino.
Rhino.
You said Wino.
Oh, fuck off.
So he has,
basically...
He has problems now. He's fallen on hard times, and he finds solace in the fucking red wine.
The point is that they should have just left that bit alone.
Yeah, maybe. And I mean, other than the fact that you have a 2-on-1 handicap match with two babyfaces against a villain, and yet the villain is cheered all night, anyway, and then so Ziggler attacks Kalisto at the start of the match, as people predicted, so it would be mostly a 1-on-1 affair with Apollo Crews.
Yep.
Then Kalisto comes back in, does some moves and shit, and then Apollo gets the blind tag, nails Ziggler with a powerbomb, and wins. Yep. What are you doing? You have Ziggler as this new heel character. So you put him in a 2-on-1 handicap match. Not a tag match, a 2-on-1 handicap match against some babyfaces who then beat him. Did he walk out? Did he go? So, that happened. Made no sense.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I said this to Keelan, like, if the babyfaces win, they don't look good. Because, like, they've just defeated.
We just won a 2-on-1 handicap match. Yay.
That doesn't make you look good.
No.
Like a good guy. It makes you look like an asshole. So, like, why did you put the heel in the babyface situation?
Stupid. But yeah, no, that was Elimination Chamber. Then Raw happened. I don't think much happened in the way of Raw.
Goldberg returned.
Did anything happen on Raw? Gilbert returned. Probably the biggest thing to happen on Matt Raw is the return of Gilbert.
Dwayne Gilbert.
I can't even pretend. Like, I don't fucking care. Like, I'm a Goldberg fan, and yeah, I know about Gilbert, and I know he existed, but... Okay.
Cool. I mean, the other thing as well is that...
Are we going to get the dream WrestleMania match of Gilbert versus Ellsworth now?
Please, God, no. Please, no.
No, that would be worse than the main event. Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar.
Oh, Christ, I don't want to see that.
You're hard to please, then.
I don't want to see Goldberg with the belt.
He's getting the belt. Well, I mean, he might not. But anyway, the friendship celebration happened.
The Festival of Friendship.
There you go, the Festival of Friendship. And,
oh, by the way, Bayley won the women's title.
Bayley won the women's championship. I don't care. I'm sorry, I don't care. Like, the way they've treated that belt lately has just made me conditioned to not care about it. Like, oh yeah, Charlotte's probably going to win it back at Fastlane. And if she doesn't...
Oh yeah, oh, well. That's gonna happen.
Oh well, who fucking cares? Lather, rinse, repeat, right? But anyway. Festival of Friendship happened, and to everyone's surprise, Kevin Owens turned on one of his friends.
His only friend.
Who would have thought that would happen?
I thought
Kevin Owens turning
that.
On a friend.
Yeah,
it's
I
almost
thought
as if we've never seen that.
But I thought they were going to save this till,
closer. Yeah, granted, it came out of nowhere, like, and the way it was done was really well done. Like, yeah. So earlier in the night, Triple H appears, because he's on TV now. Just roll with it. And he takes Kevin Owens to the side and talks to Kevin Owens about something. I don't know what. It was just something. And the Festival of Friendship happens. Chris Jericho's on the fire. He brings out a magician, gold statue, the creation of Kevin, which I want on my wall, by the way. I want them to sell that as a print on WWE Shop so I can buy it and weird out people that come into my bedroom.
Right.
So that all happens. And then Kevin Owens is visibly and audibly, like, off. Throughout the entire segment. Like, he's unsure about everything. He's kind of annoyed a little bit. He's like, oh yeah, this is all weird and nice.
This is all lovely.
Yeah. And then Jericho goes into what feels like a legitimate spiel about how they're best friends. Like, Owens has made his run more enjoyable. Like, he's had the most fun he's ever had in recent years. Yeah. You can see where this is going. Getting flashbacks to 2014 with the Shield here. Kevin Owens gives Chris Jericho a gift.
And it's that gift...
That gift is...
The list of KO. And no, Jericho can't see the KO sticker thing because he can only see his name on the list. And Jericho's like, why is my name on the list?
You're really bad at telling stories.
And Kevin Owens is just like, fuck you. Bang.
Yeah, so opens the box, he's like, hey, it's a new list, why is my name on it? The camera reveals the list of KO, and you see Kevin Owens looking like a shark in the water, and then he just destroys Jericho with a powerbomb on the apron and then throws him through a TV.
So I'm looking out my window, and there's like, a man is delivering parcels through somebody's window. It's fucking weird. Like, what is going on? Yeah, it's the weirdest...
This just in. Andy is in Marvel at a postman, doing his job. It's like talking to a dog.
It's not like talking... Like, oh god,
oh,
no, look, that's on camera
forever.
Do you see
how the postman? Oh, he's delivering letters.
Look, bite him. Like, what? No. What did I just say?
He said he wanted to fight the postman.
Basically,
Open
yeah,
challenge.
It was well done. And
yeah, it was well
I'm
done.
So
well
fucking
executed.
Glad that we have the old Kevin Owens back.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Like, because he's been booked like a bitch for so long.
Yeah.
And I for one, hate his title reign and want it to end. But now I'm like, ooh.
I don't want it to end now.
This is interesting. Well, it's not that I don't want it to end anymore. It's like, this really changes the dynamic of his match with Goldberg.
Here's the way that you could keep Owens somehow strong, even though Dave Meltzer is like, he is getting squashed.
It would make sense for him to be.
Well, yeah. If maybe...
But you can't squash Brock Lesnar and then go on to have
Unless the story is like Goldberg is literally just Brock's kryptonite. Like, you just can't do it. He can destroy everyone. Like, Brock can destroy everybody, but he just somehow just can't beat Goldberg.
And then Goldberg can only beat Lesnar and no one else. Does that make sense?
I think they're going to have Goldberg winning it, which is fucking...
Oh, yeah, he's going to win it unless...
But I think...
Don't ever do that again. And two, there is a way that he isn't champion.
You have Jericho interfere and going,
no.
Fuck you, Kevin.
No,
that's
there's
gonna
a way.
Happen at
there's a way you can keep Owens as champion and
right.
still, like, have Goldberg versus Lesnar. What do you do?
DQ finish.
Have Lesnar interfere.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Lesnar's not doing anything at Fastlane, as far as I'm aware, unless we book a random match with Adam and Jinder Mahal, but.
Oh, Christ, we're gonna get, like, a weird. Jericho's gonna interfere and then. Lesnar's going to interfere.
Or just have Lesnar interfere, fucking twat Goldberg, and then Owens is like, oh shit, yeah, and just pins him. And that way, have Jericho drop the US title to, I don't know, Samoa Joe, so you have Joe versus Sami Zayn at WrestleMania for the US title. And that way you have Owens versus Jericho for the world title.
I think I know how they're going to do it.
How are they going to do it?
Jericho is going to interfere during the match, and, like, twat Owens with that in the head with the list of fucking Jericho.
Or a list of KO.
Whatever. Whatever is more poetic justice. Whatever.
List of KO.
And then Goldberg's like, LOL, I've won this thing! In comes Brock, F5's Goldberg, well, tries and breaks his arm with a Kimura or something. He has to resort back to that old move. Or suplexes 67 times. I don't know. But basically, he just destroys Goldberg. Owens and Goldberg are down. Owens is just like slowly moves over, puts his arm over Goldberg. Ref gets up. That way you keep Goldberg strong because he just got annihilated by Brock. And Owens didn't really win because he had help from Brock, but then you further the feud between Jericho and Owens. Everyone wins! There's no belt with Goldberg! You can have your fucking match! And it gives you more reason to have the bloody match at Mania between Goldberg and Brock. And then you also have the feud continue to fucking pay off of your friendship thing. That's it. That's all you have to do. Sorted.
That's what they should do.
But they're not going to do that.
They're not going to do that. Even though it's there, it's perfectly written to do that. They're just not going to do that. Because... fuck that, right? Fuck that smart booking decision. Let's just put this belt that doesn't really mean anything on Goldberg and then put it on Lesnar at the end of Mania so then we're stuck in the position we were in 2014 and then have Roman Reigns beat Lesnar and then everyone will be sad and I will be laughing because what are we doing with our lives? Why are we continuing to watch Raw?
I've hit myself in the head with a pen.
Why are you injuring yourself with a pen,
basically,
Andy?
What happened was, you said, oh, give it to Goldberg, give it to Lesnar, and then out of anger, I just threw my pen up in the air going, fuck that. And, like, I threw it really high in the air, but my range wasn't very far, so it just, like, bonk, like, hit me on the head.
This is what we do to ourselves here at Super City.
But that's what I do to the thought of Goldberg and Brock Lesnar having that title. I injure myself. Like, it's that bad. I can't cope with it. I don't want
it
to happen.
Is it really that bad when the belt doesn't mean much? And you can just go and watch SmackDown and not be exposed to any of it? It's not like it was before the brand split, where if that happened, you would have to put up with it every show. But now every show has its own contained storyline. You can just not watch Raw. Go watch the better show, SmackDown.
I've been doing that lately, actually. Yeah. Just skipping Raw.
With that in mind, let's talk about SmackDown after a commercial break.
After being hit on the head, like, my left eye has gone blurry and I can't see out of it.
Oh, I don't care.
Have I suffered a concussion via a pen?
Are you made of tissue paper?
Probably.
So, SmackDown.
Okay.
That happened. Interesting turn of events, because not only did John Cena get his rematch clause immediately, AJ Styles also finally got his rematch clause.
In a triple threat match.
Triple threat match with Bray Wyatt. So what happens? Fucking Bray Wyatt does it again. pins John Cena with the fucking Sister Abigail. Or did he pin AJ? I can't remember who he pinned.
I don't know. I haven't seen that bit yet.
But... fucking great. He beat AJ Styles and John Cena clean within 2 days. What the fuck? That's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's how you book a champion. Don't make him a cowardly chicken shit that needs help from other people. Make him do it by his own means, because he's more than capable.
It's almost like they should have done that the whole time.
Almost, but here's the kicker. Here's the thing that I think you are mad about. Because Randy Orton comes out after the match.
Right.
And he says, I won the Royal Rumble and all of the privileges that come with it, but you're WWE Champion. And so, I will not fight you at WrestleMania. I relinquish my Royal Rumble win.
No, he didn't relinquish it.
Yeah, he did.
Ooh.
Because next week there's going to be a battle royal to determine the number one contender for Bray Wyatt's championship.
I'll get fucked.
Go. Go, get, talk about how mad you are.
Get
what? Get, what do you get?
Get
what do you do?
Fucked! Like, what? Are you serious? You
yeah.
did the largest rumble in history! In terms of people, remember the Rumble, you said. I remember. You said remember the Rumble. And it doesn't count. It doesn't count. So what was the point in remembering it? What's the point?
You would have been a nightmare to deal with in 1999, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't. Because Vince won and that was stupid.
Yeah, and then he gave up his spot and then Stone Cold had it. So
yeah,
it was fine.
But it's fucking Vince fucking McMahon. He's not going to fight at fucking WrestleMania, is he? In the main event.
Yeah,
this
no,
is Randy Orton. Randy Orton! An active wrestler! And he's just like, LOL. No, like, when I saw that segment, I didn't think he relinquished it. I thought he was just like, I don't want to fight you. And then, like, next week, Shane and Brian are like, you are fighting him, you dick, because you won the match. Deal with it, you twat. And that's what they should have done. But no, they're doing this. And if Orton wins this battle royal, why? Why, God? What? It's just a pointless... Oh, just RK Owen, for fuck's sake. Like, what is happening? What is
Andy,
going on?
Andy, think about it this way. I'm actually defending this booking decision because...
Why?
As previously stated, we have 60 days-ish between now and WrestleMania.
Yes.
What are they going to do in that amount of time? Everyone knows that the dynamic between I won the Rumble, but I'm the champion is fucking boring a lot of the time. And granted, this storyline gives it a bit more flesh and everything, but this time it's still like, oh, we're on the same team, but we're going to fight each other. How are we going to push this out for like 7 weeks? It wouldn't have been good. So what they're instead doing is taking it in a new direction where, to be honest, I'm going to say this, I genuinely think it will still be Orton versus Wyatt at WrestleMania because
of course it will be.
They're not that dumb to just have the Rumble mean nothing. And if they do, oh well, I'm sure what they figure out will be much better, but...
Are you kidding me? Why did they have Orton win the Rumble then? If they knew that they weren't going to do this,
well, no,
why?
That's my opinion. That's what I mean. They're clearly going to do this.
Yeah.
Right now, they're just pulling a swerve to give it a bit more
just to
build.
Keep this thing going for another 7 weeks.
Just keep the thing
weeks.
Going, because I don't know why they decided to have a pay-per-view 2 weeks after the Rumble. I don't know. But either way, they're going to make it work in their favor. And this is part of the reason why it's going to work, because everyone's intrigued about what's going to happen next. Nobody knows what's going to happen next, for fuck's sake. Everyone knew last year, ever since before the Rumble, it was going to be Roman Reigns beating Triple H in the main event of WrestleMania. Everyone knew that. Now, we don't know what the fuck's going to happen, and I'm excited for it. I don't care, because right now, we don't know shit. We can't complain about something we don't know about, right?
I know, but it just... I watched that segment thinking... Because it ended with Orton and... Bray's going, ha ha, that do you, man. And, like, that's how it ends. And you're thinking, well, this is what's going to happen next week. Because Brian and Shane are going to be like, LOL, you can't do that. you fucking idiot. You won the match. You won the Rumble. You are facing Bray Wyatt, whether you like it or not. And Bray's like, no. And like, no, that's how this works. You are facing each other at WrestleMania. Deal with it, you stupid bellend. Instead, they're doing this Battle Royal thing, which... But then it just looks so contrived if Orton wins.
Well, who's to say if Orton's going to be in the Battle Royal?
Unless the only thing I can think of.
It wouldn't make any sense for him to relinquish his spot.
I had a shot.
Oh, what? Why are you talking over me and my valid point? What's up?
I think Luke Harper's going to win.
Oh, that's almost as if that's what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
Oh. What I was going to say was it wouldn't make any sense for the guy who relinquishes Rumble spot to be in the Battle Royal to determine who gets his spot. What would instead happen is Luke Harper wins that fucking Battle Royal.
And then it's almost like Bray goes to Orton, look, can you be in there? Can you just say, LOL, I was just kidding. I was lying to you, man. That's the thing I say all the time. So, can I put myself back in? And Shane and Brian are just like, yeah, well, why not?
We're going to get a triple threat.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I want it to be a triple threat. I'd be fine if it was a singles match, but still, if we got a triple threat, best case scenario. Luke Harper is getting major face pops. He's in a great position right now. He's an underrated talent. He deserves to be in this spot as well. Assuming he wins. Because we don't know what's going to happen. And I like it. Compared to last year where everything was as predictable as fuck.
Oh, God.
And then none of it mattered afterwards anyway.
It's not canon! Da-da.
But now, we have interesting storylines. We have a lot of groundwork to deal with in the next couple of months. SmackDown's a better show. Some other, like, brief news before we end the show, maybe?
Yes, what's that?
Brock Lesnar has retired from MMA.
Well, I mean, to be fair, he had 5 months left of his suspension. And
I thought he was suspended for 2 years.
I think he was at one point, and then they either went, that's stupid, we'll do a year. Or it was rumoured to be 2 years, and they just gave him a year. And it's a year, I think, at the point that he fought and he failed the test. So they do it retrospectively. So he would have had 5 months left, of his suspension. So if Brock ever wants to come back, he would still have to serve those 5 months before going back into the drug testing pool, if that makes sense.
Will he ever fight again?
I say no because
you don't want him to.
No, I think the itch is gone now. I think he's done there. He's been there now. He's gone back. He beat the piss out of Mark Hunt, and plus, if he wants to be as beefy as possible, which is probably the best way I can put it. You can't be in a drug testing thing. So, and I mean, yeah, and he's not getting any younger, and he's probably making more money for doing less work, and you're not actually getting the shit kicked out of you. So, will Brock ever fight again? No. Was it cool to see? Yes. I don't think he'll ever fight again. I think that's it. Because that was the thing. It was like when he had to retire, he had that intestine problem, diverticulitis. Is that it?
Yeah.
And that was kind of one of the reasons why he kind of went from being really good to suddenly being shit all of a sudden after being kicked in the stomach by Alistair Overeem. He was like, oh God, what the fuck is going on? And he's got, and plus, he won the, well, no, did it, he won the fight, but I think it was ruled a no contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, he kind of won, I don't know, I wouldn't be shocked if he wanted to do it again out of just shits and gigs, but I don't think he'll, I think he's, the itch is gone, unless the itch comes back, it's like, I love fighting, so, Brock just does what he wants at this point, it's Brock fucking Lesnar.
You done?
Yep.
Emelina.
Oh, what the fuck? What was the point in that?
So, for 17 weeks, we have been getting these vignettes on Raw with Emma in bikini pictures.
17! Like... Did you just say 17
mm-hmm.
weeks?
Mm-hmm. 17 weeks! You know how many weeks? 17.
How many
you know how many
that?
Weeks? 17. Like, you know how many
like
weeks? 17. 17 weeks of Emma in bikini pictures being like, coming soon, the makeover of Emma to Emma-lena. Picture
what?
This. You spend 2 years trying to get the women on equal footing with the men to the point where they have main-evented pay-per-views, they've had male-oriented stipulations like
right.
TLC, tables, Hell in a Cell, all that shit. So you want to debut a woman whose gimmick is that she's pretty. And that's it. Why not bring Kelly Kelly back into the fold? Oh, wait,
no,
you
no,
have...
Oh, God, no, please, no, God, no.
Anyway, back
no.
to Emelina. So 17 weeks of fucking Emelina coming soon, coming next week. Next week, another vignette coming soon. Then she comes out on Raw. And is like, everyone will now see the makeover of Emma to Emelina. And now comes the makeover of Emelina to Emma. And then walks the fuck backstage again.
I actually think, and I can't remember a time, where it was the most pointless thing in the entire world. Like, with Brutus Clay, they were like, Brutus Clay, Monster Man, he's coming. And like, and it's just like, somebody call my mum! Somebody...
At least
like, okay.
he showed up and had a couple
yeah, yeah, at
of
least
matches.
He showed up, and he did something, and everyone was just like, what in the fuck is he doing with this stupid...
At least they fucking rolled with it. With
yeah,
this, apparently the report is that the repackage has been nixed because it didn't impress backstage people. Why didn't you think about this 17 weeks ago?
Yeah, and the thing is as well, it's like, it didn't impress people. Oh, I wonder why that was.
Oh, because it was shit.
Emelina, what in the god's name are you talking about? Like, it's just stupid. Like,
I mean, can
oh,
I
it was just
like
her and a dress.
That was it. It was just her and we built for 17 weeks. 17 weeks, and it was just her in a fucking dress. That was it. That was it. That was it.
So we got a report here from Pro Wrestling Sheet. Don't go to them, go to us at Supla.com.
Supla.com.
Sources tell us Emelina was intended to be a throwback to certain characters like Sable and the Cat. Yeah, because the Cat was one of the most greatest characters ever made, right? However, delays were caused after officials felt like she wasn't committing enough to the role, and ultimately they decided to just let Emma be evil again. We're told producers are still big fans of the character's concept, though. Which is why they held hope it would work out, so it's always possible they'll hold on to it for another female in the future.
Yeah, but the problem is, it's like, in an era where you're like, women's equality, you can't just go back to like, LOL, I'm pretty, look
Charlotte
look
is genetically
like...
superior and one of the best women's wrestlers we have in the company. Sasha Banks is the boss. Bailey likes to hug people. Emelina is pretty. That doesn't fit with the fucking
that's, yeah,
modus
that,
operandi.
That's it.
They're
it
all pretty.
Work.
They're working for WWE. Their thing is that they're attractive and they can also wrestle good. It's not like 2006 where you can only be one or the other and in which case it's mostly just the pretty one, right? It's not like that. You have to have both in balance if you want to
yeah,
succeed,
that's,
right?
That's...
But even then you don't have to be. You should be good at wrestling now and that's fine. Because it's almost as if being attractive is subjective for people. But nevertheless,
yes,
Emelina
is
gone. Good. I'm glad, because Evil Emma was fine. It was fine. Her and Dana Brooke were fine. You didn't
need, no
need to do any of this shit.
There was no need. There was no need to change it. Why did you change it?
Well, they didn't. They're gonna go back to Evil Emma now, finally, because there are only so many repackages you can give Emma before it's like, why do I care anymore?
Oh, God. No! No! They're gonna go from Emelina to be like, I'm pretty, to do 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 do. They're gonna do that. I'll put money on it, that is what they do. They send her out there going do 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 do. Oh Oh God, that's what she means.
Are you
that's
okay?
What she means. That's what she means.
What are you doing?
No, she's gonna.
Are
go
you having
back
a fit?
Come again. What?
Are you having a fit? Are you having a crisis? What the fuck are you doing?
No, because she said
you've just burst into hysterics, going doo 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 doo.
That's what you do.
What are you talking about?
That was Emma's old gimmick. She would just dance like this, doo 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 doo, doo doo, with the music in the background with my voice, doo 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 doo. How do you not remember this?
I don't understand a fucking word you're saying, Andy.
Right, Emma's old gimmick was she came out with bubbles. You remember the bubbles?
Yes, now that you're talking fucking English, I understand what
then,
you're saying.
And then she starts dancing like a fucking idiot, like your dad would at a wedding, right? I bet that's what they're going for. They're like, you're going to see the evolution or the makeover of Emmalina to Emma. And it's just going to be like, what you're going to hear is, do 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 do, and then she comes out, do 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 do, do 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 do. That's what you're going to say. That's horrendous if that happens. But I guarantee it's going to happen. Oh God, no, please. Emma's good. Don't.
So you can find us on supla.com.
You can also find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter. Basically anything that's social media related. Just type in the Supla and you will find us. Go to supla.com where we write articles and post things every so often. And where you can find episodes of The Brocast, which is a show that's got nothing to do with wrestling. And we've changed the format because change is good. Also, go to WrestlePundit.com. Keelan runs that website. And that's about it, I think.
We will be going live before Fastlane for Fastplay.
There's one last thing as well. We have a gaming channel now where we play many different types of games. Go to Supla Gaming. Just search for it because it won't let us do a custom URL because reasons. So, I think that's it.
Fastplay is in 2 weeks.
Oh, God, why?
On March 5th.
Why is it in 2 weeks? We've got 60 days until Mania. Why do you need... Oh, my God.
We'll be going live at 8 p.m. GMT, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, for God's sake.
Will you be there?
I'll be there.
And I think I'm going to end the show now so we can put him out of his misery.
And I think people have arrived in our house, so I'm going to stop.
Fucking brilliant.
We'll see you next time on the Supla. Da 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 da.
It's almost like you've been gutted and you're stumbling through the wilderness.
I'm gutted.
It was like, no.
I'm trying to run it up.